Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Felicita, F-E-L-I-C-I-T-A, Navarro, N-A-V-A-R-R-O. Felicita Navarro is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured in a work-related motor vehicle accident on 9-16-19, period. She was the restrained driver of a vehicle that was T-boned on the front. Scratch that. Her vehicle front hit the side of another in a T-boned fashion. The airbag did not open. Appeared there was no direct bodily trauma. Appeared she braced herself with her hands on the steering wheel but did not have head trauma or loss of consciousness. Appeared she states initially she had pain in the left hip. Appeared 1 month later she scratched that. She was seen at the emergency room the same day. Appeared 1 month later she got excruciating pain. Appeared she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Stephen Kahn. And the end of November. Pritch also saw a chiropractor. Pritch relates that due to the pandemic, treatment shut down. Pritch later saw Dr. Jeffrey Gleimer, G-L-E-I-M-E-R, who performed epidural steroid injections. Period. The examinee indicates she believes she injured her left hip, low back, and neck as a result of this event. She understands her final diagnosis to be bulging disc as well as bursitis and tendonitis. Period. She had physical therapy that ran through May of 2023. Scratch that. Through late May in 2023. Period. She admits to being involved in a 1992 car accident as a passenger. Period. She was injured and received physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Ms. Navarro was seen at the emergency room on 9-16-19. Period. She reported about 2 hours earlier she was traveling about 40 miles per hour when another vehicle turned in front of her. Period. She then hit the back into that vehicle. Of that vehicle, but there's no air deployment, head injury, or loss of consciousness. Pritch is restrained, but does have pain in the left shoulder, left anterior chest. Pritch also has pain in her left hip and buttocks, but was ambulatory at the scene. Period. She also had a mild headache that was not present at the scene. Period. She underwent several x-rays to be inserted here. Period. She was then treated and released with diagnoses of strain of the back, comma, strain of the chest wall, comma, strain of the left hip, comma, and trapezius strain. Period. New paragraph. She was seen at urgent care on 10-3-19 for shoulder and neck pain after the motor vehicle accident 2 weeks earlier. Period. She was taking omeprazole, comma, protonix, comma, metformin, comma, and Allegra allergy, period. She was continued on conservative therapeutic measures and was prescribed cyclobenzaprine, period. She then was seen at Panaya, P-A-N-A-I-A, chiropractic beginning 10-3-19, period. Prior history was a motor vehicle accident in 1992, with injuries that since resolved. Period. She also had a 2002 injury resulting in right knee meniscal repair that has since resolved. Period. With respect to the subject event, Dr. Coghlan, C-O-G-H-L-A-N, diagnosed cervical disc disorder with radiculopathy, comma cervical sprain, comma thoracic sprain, comma lumbar sprain, comma headache, comma other muscle spasm, comma and pain in the left shoulder. Period. He then initiated her on frequent in-office chiropractic care. This continued through 3/17/20 period. She reported her symptoms were better than at the last visit. Period. Her pain was now a 4/10, approximately 50% of the time. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen on 10/18/19 by Dr. Kahn at the referral of Dr. Coughlin. Period. He noted a history not only of right knee arthroscopy but lap band surgery in 2005 and subsequent removal in 2014 with a gastric sleeve placement in 2015. Period. Dr. Kahn noted x-rays done at the hospital, including the lumbar spine, pelvis, and left hip, were normal without evidence of fracture. Paired chest x-ray was also a normal study. Betty diagnosed post-traumatic cervical, comma, thoracic, comma, and lumbar strain with associated myofasciitis, semicolon, clinical cervical radiculopathy with associated subjective complaint of left upper extremity weakness, semicolon, post-traumatic contusion, comma, left hip, comma, resolved, slash, healed. Brady recommended continued chiropractic care with warm, moist compresses. Period. He also recommended a cervical spine MRI and physiatric consultation. Period. On 11/4/19, she underwent the cervical spine MRI to be inserted. Period. On 12/13/19, she had an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted. Period. She continued to see Dr. Kahn. Period. MRI of the left hip was done on 3/3/20 to be inserted. Period. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 4/20/22 compared to a study of 12/13/19 to be inserted. Period. Ms. Navarro followed up with Dr. Kahn 3/1/13/23. Period. She had undergone a variety of injections by then, as well as physical therapy. Period. His diagnosis at that time were lumbar facet joint syndrome. Period. She did undergo an FCE. That's it. She was going to undergo an FCE. Period. She had 6 weeks of aquatic therapy as well, in combination with medial branch blocks. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue, but no overt swelling, atrophy, or effusions. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue, but no overt swelling, atrophy, or effusions. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical active range of motion was hypermobile, with no discomfort. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 45 degrees. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 50 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. She had mild tenderness, palpation about the left graded trochanter, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 9/16/19, Felicita Navarro was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision in which she was the restrained driver of a vehicle that struck the side of another. Period. Her airbag did not deploy, nor did she have any direct bodily trauma. But initially she had left hip pain and was seen at the emergency room. Appeared she had x-rays of the left pelvis and lumbosacral spine that showed no acute abnormalities. Appeared she then followed up at urgent care. Appeared beginning 10/3/19, she began chiropractic treatment with Dr. Coughlin. Appeared this continued through 3/17/20. Appeared she also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Kahn, who recommended continuation of chiropractic. Appeared she also evidently received physical therapy and a variety of injections. Appeared follow-up with Dr. Kahn continues through 1/13/23. Appeared in a paragraph of the current examination of Ms. Navarro found her to be extremely obese with excessive adipose tissue in the upper and lower extremities where there was full range of motion. Appeared she had hypermobility about the cervical spine. Period. She pointed straight leg raise and maneuver on the left elicited low back tenderness at 50 degrees, which is not clinically meaningful. Period. There were no other areas scratched out except for the left greater trochanter. There were no other areas of tenderness palpation. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the neck, comma, upper back, comma, mid back, comma, lower back, comma, left shoulder, comma, or left hip, period. She has been able to return to her full duty capacity at the insured. Period. She also has a second job in which she works from home, period. And that is the end.